Good morning, friends. I'm driving to work. I'm running a little late. And don't know if anything, don't know what I'm going to say today, except that the meeting yesterday went as expected. Except that I could not really be cold and emotionless. I'm not very good at that. It's not me. What I did do was stand up to my boss and really pissed him off. So that was fun. It's bumpy here. Okay. Very bumpy. He, wanted me to agree with him and basically agree that I'm a terrible employee and I wouldn't do it. And so it irritated him. He said what he said, and I said, I hear what you're saying. I made a mistake, and I'm sorry, and I understand you're frustrated. I made a mistake, and he's like, I want to make sure you hear what I'm saying. I'm like, I hear what you're saying, and he just got angry when I said, I made a mistake. Like, I was trying to get him to accept, like, I'm human. I made a mistake. It's not the end of the world. No, he wanted me to basically agree with him that I'm just awful because I made a mistake. Anyway, I refused to agree with him, but I did it very diplomatically and it pissed him off because he knew I wasn't conceding. Anyway, so it ended with him saying thank you and me saying thank you and then standing up and like confidently walking out of his office and kind of accidentally maybe opening the door a little bit too hard. Before walking away. So that's how that went. He's not used to me showing any side other than apologetic. So I think that he was surprised and pissed off. Anyway. The end of my day was nice yesterday. I got a lot done at work. I have a deadline on Friday and it's tomorrow. So I've been working towards that. I had a couple of friends contact me right before I left, and I ended up having a really nice phone conversation with one friend that I haven't talked to in a really long time from college, and then met another friend for dinner. So it's sort of along the same lines of like people reaching out, like out of nowhere, everyone sort of seems to be wanting to get in touch with me, and they have no idea what's going on in my life. So it's, just, you know, friends being friends, and that feels good. I'm in a little bit of pain today. I have this digestive thing. It's awful. it comes and goes. It's like a chronic condition, and that's why I can't eat gluten. But, when I get stressed out or if I'm upset, I tend to get sick a lot more. So, I'm having a rough start this morning, but I will be fine. I think also knowing that I'm going to get out of the situation is going to help me. I think I might have also possibly overdid it last night when I was at dinner. I have to be really careful about what I eat, and it can be a downer because I love food. But overeating can cause me to get sick. It's just like everything. But when I'm happy and everything's fine, I'm not stressed out, I can almost eat anything I want, aside from gluten. But I'm going to be so late to work. Sorry. I'm usually not this bad, but this is very telling, I think. I'm not feeling well twice in 1 week. I have this, like, portable coffee cup, and it's on the floorboard of the passenger side, and it's rolling around, because I guess I didn't realize I left it there. So, you might hear that clunking. Oh, man. I can only hope that my team and my boss are in this meeting that I think they're going to be in when I get there. I already told them I was running a little late. I didn't say very late. Oops. What's he gonna do? Yell at me? You know, at this point, I'm just going to laugh. I'm not doing rocket science. I'm not having customers waiting on me. My work will be there when I get there. There's nothing important that I need to be there for right this very second. So, also, life happens. There was something I was going to talk about this morning. I'm sorry, I'm just a little off because I'm in pain and it can take a lot out of me. And I'm having intestinal cramps. This car just let me in. I had to wave at them. Oh, I hate this part where I have to merge like twice. So many lanes on the highway. I had a really weird dream last night. I dreamt something like my whole family was at my house or my apartment, and that someone had lit some incense in this fish tank. I don't know. And somehow they didn't take something out and it caught fire, and someone went and got a bunch of water and poured it on there, and then the fish tank exploded on the floor and there was water everywhere. And it was all my brother's fault. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. If you interpret dreams, feel free to tell me. It's sunny today. That's nice, but apparently it's supposed to rain again. So it's going to be an interesting weekend. I think it's going to be full of rain. Like all sorts of little friend get-togethers and stuff coming up, and I'm excited about that. I might podcast again. Spoiler alert. With a girlfriend of mine. I'm just trying to make it through this week. I think that I'm gonna have to get up from my desk and go visit my friends on other floors that I used to work with just to keep my sanity until I leave this job. Taking a lunch break yesterday was really nice. I actually left my desk and drove to get food. I didn't bring anything, and I didn't eat in the cafe in the building. I drove and picked up something from one of my favorite restaurants and treated myself for lunch yesterday. And I talked to a dear friend of mine during my lunch. Hi, dear friend. Are you listening? I don't know. I'm coming to terms with leaving this industry I'm in. It's kind of crazy. You gotta watch me go through it, you guys. Not watch and listen. Listen to me struggle. Listen to me struggle. Listen to me come out the other side a better person. I was having a conversation about with my friend yesterday on the phone, the one I talked to after work, and we were talking about college majors and a lot of people I know who don't even use their degree. And I was teasing him because I said, you have a philosophy major, and he said, I have a master's in philosophy. He's got a master's degree in philosophy, and he does a very manual job, but he's good at it, and he loves it, and he's like, I miss the academic stuff sometimes. I'm not really involved in it anymore, but it was a part of my life. Sometimes I still keep up, but not like I used to. But he likes what he does. So that's really what's important, right? I just remember this friend of mine was like this. He's one of my best guy friends. He lives somewhere else and we talk occasionally. But in college, he's like my brother, basically. He was like a scholar at our school. Like, he got like, I think, a full ride through our school, because he's so smart, and he got his degree in philosophy, and then went and got his master's. I think he was in London, got his master's in London, and philosophy and then does something very blue collar and rides motorcycles. Just like a philosophy master's holder would ride motorcycles, have tattoos. But we can talk about philosophy. We can talk about Heidegger. Oh man, traffic's moving, but it's still pretty slow, and I cannot believe I'm running so late. But again, I didn't feel very well, and I woke up feeling a little better now. I'm looking forward to next week. I don't know how long it's going to take to hear back after my interview, and I'm hoping not too long. This cup on the floor is really bothering me. It keeps hitting the side of the floorboard. It's almost Friday. I think I'm going to need to take a yoga class or go to a meditation or something. I remember back in, I think it was back in November, I went to this sound meditation. It was my best friend, Bird, from this podcast, if you listen. She and I went to a sound meditation, and there are these people from some other city that were coming around to different yoga studios, and the vibrations of all of these gongs and different instruments they play, it reverberated in the room, and you could feel it in your body. You could feel the vibration, and there's something about different tones that do things for your insides. It sounds very woo-woo, but I really enjoyed it, and I wouldn't mind doing that again. It was funny. It was a very uncomfortable experience, and they said you might have negative response or negative responses to this. And I remember having to move around a lot, and parts of my body hurting from it. But I left feeling so replenished and relaxed, and I think because of everything that's going on, I'm going to need to do a little bit more self-care, meditate, more yoga. I haven't done yoga in a while, and I miss it. I'm probably really inflexible right now, considering how I used to be. I might listen to the radio a little bit. They had something really interesting on. Just hoping I don't get yelled at when I get there. Because what's that going to do for my day? What good does that do, really? Make someone feel powerful. I wish I could adopt a different sort of outlook where I just didn't care. But I can't help it. I can be affected by other people. Other people's emotions, and I don't like being yelled at at all. It's not, I don't know who does, really, but I don't thrive on it. Like, I don't, in my life, I've never, like, sought out partners who I have angry spats with. I know some people like having, like, argumentative relationships where they have this back and forth dramatic. That's not really who I am. I'd rather be in a peaceful, loving, gentle state with someone, the sort of homeostasis. So, growing up with my family, my parents are always yelling at each other. And my brother and his wife, they're pretty similar to my parents in that way, and I'm like the oddball who just wants everyone to get along. I think that's why I tend to try and, like, be around people who calm me down a little bit, since I can be the, I can be a little type A sometimes. I don't think I'm type A. I don't know. You can't put me in a box. Don't put me in a box. But I can be a little, yeah, planner, worrier, try to be organized. I'm definitely not OCD, though, or I think there's, like, this weird struggle within me of being this, like, parts of me are driven, parts of me are laid back and crunchy granola. I don't know. It's like, which side's going to win today? Oh no, this car's, I heard them scraping when they were, I think they have a flat. He looks like he can handle it. He looks like he can handle it. He looks like the kind of guy who can handle a flat tire. Not like I could help much. It's very warm today for winter, I have to say. That climate change, man. Well, this has been probably not very entertaining. I think it's because I'm not feeling fantastic. I'm not very, like, I get kind of foggy headed when I'm in pain. I know that you weren't necessarily, well, maybe you were hoping to be entertained. I guess I could tap dance for you. You know, imagine me tap dancing. I can't tap dance while I'm driving. That would be impossible and very, very irresponsible of me. Jeez, I'm so late. I hope you all have a good day, good night, whatever time it is where you are around the world. And, yeah, things are looking up despite the stagnant shit of current. Other things are looking up. I don't know what else to say. I'm staring at a billboard of vodka. Like, I need to see that before I've had coffee in the morning. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. If I don't do another one of these, probably won't. Too many rambles in 1 week, you guys. Someone said they liked them. I appreciate that. Just talking. I'm just talking. I don't think this one really went anywhere today. My brain's not quite 100% right now. But, I hope you, yeah, have a good day.